Hey familia, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. So, I just thought to put a few words out there just to, encourage everyone who, is affected, and we all are affected. This is not a political statement. I've been involved to some degree in politics, and I do believe that we are witnessing the birth of a new Nigeria. I do believe that our prayers have come to a head, and ultimately, things have fallen apart, only so that we can put them back together again. And God is sovereign, and He rules and reigns over the affairs of men. We may have people in political office, but we must remember that God has all power. All power belongs to Him. And this has been a terrifying and scary period. I mean, all over there are gunshots in my estate. There are gunshots, police stations being burned down, stores being looted. It's crazy. But I remember clearly, and this is for all of us. And I know we are of different faith, but as I always say, we all believe, whether you're Christian or Muslim, we all take Abraham as our father. So we are brothers and sisters regardless. And I remember reading in scripture the night that God visited Egypt and killed all the firstborn and sons and firstborn of all living. And you can imagine the terrifying things that happened and how Israel had to hear the mourning, the crying, the weeping of people that they had grown up with and all of a sudden lost because God, who is a God of judgment and justice, had decided to visit that nation. I believe that while we mourn and a lot of people are affected and people have lost their lives, people who have no right to lose their life. I was praying about this situation and just meditating a couple of days ago and asking God, to have mercy. And one of the things that I felt Him say in my spirit, and you don't usually hear me talk about spiritual things like this, but I do have my moments. But one of the things that I did hear Him say was, "Can a woman give birth without the shedding of blood?" And the answer was, "Not that I know." And He said, "Can you have a new nation without the shedding of blood?" Now, I'm not saying that the people who were protested and gunned down severely and unfortunately should have been casualties. But my point is that the blood that will be shed over the next couple of weeks, months, Lord knows how long this is going to be, will ultimately be the blood of those who have impoverished our nation. We have experienced collateral damage by the loss of life, particularly at the Lekki Toll, which was broadcast, but I do know across the country, people are, losing their lives and getting hurt and getting killed. But the lives that will be required for the birthing of this new Nigeria will be the lives of those who have impoverished us and who have raped and pillaged and totally set this nation rudderless. Believe me when I say that the old is gone and the new is about to begin. But my prayer for all of you and your families and your extended families and friends is you are covered by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that when God had visited Egypt before He did, He told Moses, He said, "Take a lamb and put the blood over your lamppost, over your home. And when I see the blood, I will pass over." And my responsibility over all of us as a group, as a visionary of this group, is to decree that you are all under His blood. Whether you are Christian or Muslim or you do not believe, you are under His blood. That meant that if an Egyptian went into the house of an Israelite who had blood on their doorpost, that Egyptian was safe. And we are not demarcated by Israel and Egypt. We are one family. So my point is, you are safe, you are protected. No evil will befall you. 1,000 will fall by your left, and 10,000 may fall by your right, but you would only hear about it, but you will not be affected. You will not fear the arrow or the bullet that flies by day, nor the terror or the anxiety or the depression by night. You will go out safely and you will return safely. The angels of the Lord have guard and protection over you. They will gird, they will guard, they will garrison, they will protect you. You will not dash your foot against the stone. None that concerns you will be lost. All of you will be protected in the name of Jesus. So keep your eyes and the most important thing, recognizing that God is sovereign and he rules and reigns in the affairs of men. The time for Nigeria to be a byword is gone. The days of Nigeria being known as the citadel of corruption, those days are gone. The days of Nigeria being known as a bastion for terrorism, those days are over. We are witnessing, I believe it prophetically in my spirit and otherwise, that this is the birthing of a new Nigeria. The birth pangs, the screaming, the crying, the yelling. Women generally don't give birth easily. There is pain, there is contractions, there is, you know what I'm saying? There is blood, and we are witnessing the birth pangs of this new Nigeria that we want. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but my prayer is no matter how long it lasts, if it lasts a week, a month, a year, a decade, you will all encounter and live and thrive in this new Nigeria. We will not walk in the desert. As I was saying, a call came through. All I'm going to say now is, you will not be like the children of Israel who wandered in the desert for 40 years, and when it came to the time to get into the promised land, they didn't see it. We will all, with our eyes, see the promised land. With our feet, with our eyes, we will see the promised land like Moses. With our feet, we'll encounter it like Joshua and take over our possessions. And we will build cities and we would live and thrive in this new Nigeria. Stay safe. I love you. Please don't spend time dwelling on the negatives and all the bad. Don't fill yourself with that vibe, bad vibes, and watch videos and watch the commentary of what is going wrong. This is the time to confess God's word, that Lord, let your will over Nigeria be done. We birth the new Nigeria. We welcome the new Nigeria. We speak peace to Nigeria. We say it is well with us in Nigeria, that we will thrive in Nigeria. We will prosper in Nigeria. Nigeria will thrive. The poorest of us will be wealthy. No longer will our nation be insecure. We welcome peace to Nigeria. That is our prayer. That is our confession, irrespective of our faith. This is our confession. All right, so less of the negatives and the anger and the, you know, we have a lot to be angry for. But God is up to something, believe me, and we will see it. Love you guys.